Good morning. It is 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning are voices you will all recognize, because all of these folks are considered the morning edition interview all-stars. Maybe I'll do a little roll call. I'm going to point.
Doug Osborne, Search Health Promotion.
Jeff Budd, Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Willow Moore, Braveheart Volunteers.
I've never been an all-star in my life.
I know. This is great.
Really?
That's great. Thank you.
On Saturday Night Live, you only have to host like five times to have that honor. And then they spend the whole monologue, you know, talking about how great they are. So
I've never been on Saturday Night Live either.
Not yet.
Probably not going to happen.
Who knows? But are you guys worried about oversaturation being on in the morning all the time? Doug's just smiling.
No. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not too worried. I try to space it out a little.
Not like Jeff.
I'm a little worried.
Artie Gras happens all at once, though. Yeah. Artie Gras is like a year's worth in a month. So that gets...
A little bit. I am concerned not so much. Because I think I talk too much on the radio sometimes. And then we'd, like Doug was saying, we compress things down. And sometimes it seems like there's lots of stuff happening. But without you guys, people wouldn't know. So that's why I really, 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 really appreciate being able to come down and saturate the place.
And you two usually fly solo, where Willow is a team player. She usually brings a special guest.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Takes the pressure off.
Well, the next time I come, I'm going to have a special guest.
Oh.
Me.
Maybe me.
Way to step it up by bringing a cohort. Maybe because you're all-stars, maybe you just need to form a band because, you know, this week we're celebrating radio. And it might be able to just easier to group promote if you put it to song.
Can you write songs, Doug or Willow?
No, not really. But what I can do is support Raven Radio. I hope everybody else does this week because they do a lot for nonprofits. And they also help when we go in and promote events, but also in my case with health education to promote kind of things or causes. Or next time I'll probably come on, I'll be in May, which is to promote National Bike Month and National Bike to Work Week. So it's really, it's more multifaceted than might meet the eye. You may think it's, you know, I have an event on Friday, I want to go and tell about it, but sometimes it's been even a little bit more.
And do you get a lot of feedback from when you're on radio?
I mean, Willow and Jeff, you probably, when we go on this morning slot, throughout the day, you'll hear people make comments or say or get calls. So this is prime time. And Raven's decided to use prime time for people like us, which is pretty nice.
When I first started hosting Morning Edition, I thought 8:18 was a really odd time for an interview. And then I was surprised by the feedback of how many people actually do listen. Willow, what's your experience?
I think the same as Doug and Jeff. Really, Raven Radio is invaluable because not only do we get the word out about events and everything else that Braveheart has going on, but it's really one of our key ways to communicate with our volunteers, upcoming trainings, the things that keep Braveheart alive and allow us to serve, you know, the people with chronic illness, terminal illness, end of life, et cetera, et cetera. So it's simply invaluable to our organization.
Well, that's interesting. So you see it not just as being an information officer, but also recruitment, getting the word out. And there's something a little more valuable of hearing someone's voice than just to hear, you know, just announcements from the community calendar. Mm-hmm. And speaking of voices, I know you sing. So with the all-star band, you know, I'm just going to, as your unofficial manager here, you know, Willow can belt a tune.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah.
Pass it back your way. Maybe all-star team can come together with Holly, the all-stars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There might be a conflict of interest. I don't know. I bet I'll have to be on everyone's interview band.
Yeah.
And then that'd be awful. Jeff,
yes, ma'am.
I'm going to pick on you
because
you have been in, I think, every 3 weeks.
Maybe. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to know your conversion rate for being on the radio with the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Converting people to come to the events and
come
stuff?
To events. Is it more effective than your flyers or
yes, ma'am.
Ticket sales?
Well, I think if you know people that promote stuff in town know you got to do everything. Mm-hmm. But with this is the best time. I think more people listen at this time than any other time. What's that poll that does all that stuff? They rate the different times and slots for radio and how many people listen and all that sort of thing. So I think this is an important time, and it's important if we want people to come to our events and know about them, this is the way to do it. And so I'm thrilled that you guys let us do this. And I listen in the morning. I like the interviews. I like hearing what people have to say. I like how you interview people. Yeah. And it's just I learn a whole bunch what's going on, and it makes sense to me. And so I'm glad that we can come back here and ask people to support and or donate to the radio station, because without the support and donations, things don't happen here. So I'm happy to support it financially, if I'm allowed to say that, to donate and support you financially. So anyhow, thank you very much.
And luckily with technology, people can support us online if they go to the website, kcaw.org. And I think one of the value-added things the radio station does now is the interviews are recorded, and that you can go back to the homepage and listen to them, where it used to be a year or two ago, the guests would come and say, oh, could you capture this? Because my mom and, you know, Omaha wants to hear my voice on the radio. And now we stream. You can hear the interviews and go back and say, oh, you know, Doug said that funny thing. Because he used to do a comedy show. Are you the only all-star that has a radio show? Or used to have?
No, I used to. Have you ever had radio shows?
Sir.
Not yet.
That's still one of my goals.
It's coming.
We're talking about this oversaturation. Maybe you need a little one-hour music program.
Yep. How about an afternoon?
Afternoon.
An afternoon with Jeff. Go from like 1 to 5 every other day.
And I can flog whatever kind of the next thing is. No. No, that's one of my goals.
Have your own program.
Yeah, eventually.
Rebecca,
I've only had that goal for 5 years.
No, it is really cool that you can see those, and I've seen them used in different. People will cut the links and send it to people. You can even put it in to get support for your program, or people will put it in grants or something. It just adds. You know, they did the Choose Respect Mirror, which was a Health Summit goal, and they made Ellen Frankenstein was involved. She's a filmmaker, and one of the opening scenes is them in this chair doing the interview. It's a lady named Amy Gorn who's talking about it and explaining it. So there's a lot of things that you get just that really are. People hearing and going to it, but then there's a whole other part of it. And another thing, just to, when you think about Raven and the value, especially value to nonprofits, is the community calendar is awesome. I remember a few years ago, and Jeff's done a lot with coordination, but somebody saying, if we could coordinate, we would be on fire, and there'd be events that'd be happening. Like, there's only two events, and they're both happening at the exact same time. And because of community calendar that Raven Radio does, that's been an immense help in terms of planning and when to put it and just coordination. And it's good for the groups that are doing the events, but it's good for people too, and you can make better selections of things. So that's yet another reason, as if there wasn't enough.
There are lots
of reasons. As if Afternoon with Jeff wasn't enough to support or donate, the community calendar is one more, and that's huge. That seems like that, just in the last couple of years, has really taken off. People got in the habit of using it, and it's very, very helpful.
You brought up earlier that the radio interviews are good documentation for grants, and as soon as I heard that, I thought of poor Willow, who is in constant fundraising mode, writing grants for Braveheart. Do you use your morning interviews?
I haven't. It's a great idea, in fact, but we certainly do use many areas with Raven Radio for grants for everything else. For example, we put the word out, and then people will actually come out of the woodwork and say, hey, you provided these services for me. I would love to provide you with a quote or a story. Can I tell my story? And so it's still incredibly helpful, but I think I might be using that morning interview. That's a great idea.
Anything can help when you're asking for a dollar.
It makes it seem like you're real incredible and like you're a real thing. Yeah. Because if you think down south, like to get in on the radio, you have to, it's a whole different ballgame. Right. Here it's
All-star
like,
means something a little different.
Can I go on Wednesday? Sure, come on down. And then,
it's not that easy here.
No.
I have to say that when I come in the morning, the interview schedule is usually booked for 3 weeks solid, that it's not last minute anymore.
Maybe because you're an all-star, you get the good deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the frequent flyer.
No, we don't want to say we play favoritism. No. It just means that our all-stars are organized.
Right. That's right. Let's go with that answer.
I call way in advance.
I think all of you are very good about putting your things on the calendar early, which you can do via the website, kcaw.org. And that's really easy that you post your own announcements. You know, you've planned ahead because there is that whole calendar planning for the entire year. No, this is a coveted spot, and I'm just so blessed that you could join me. That I get the three of you in the room at the same time.
We're going to get jackets, all-star jackets.
I think a little embroidery should be coming your way.
Oh, good.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Jeff Budd, Doug Osborne, and Willow Moore. They are Morning Edition interview all-stars. And thanks for helping us promote, and I hope folks will support Raven Radio.
Support or donate.
Thank you.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.